This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Two bills introduced to the parliament to split Civil Aviation Authority into two separate entities to help remove Nepal from the EU blacklist. Government unveils e-governance blueprint to transform government operations, making public services paperless. And Ukraine official says minerals deal agreed with United States. Now, the news in detail. Mahashivaratri, one of the biggest festivals, is being marked by paying homage to Lord Shiva today. Pasupatinath Temple, one of the most revered Shiva temples, is decorated particularly for the auspicious day. Over 1 million devotees from home and abroad visit Pasupatinath Temple during the festival. Sadhus in large numbers from various places, including neighboring India, have arrived for the Mahashivaratri festival. Giving a message of best wishes to all Nepalese sisters and brothers on the occasion of the Mahashivaratri festival today, President Ramchandra Paudel has said it is a matter of pride for all to have the holy Pasupatinath temple in Nepal. The head of the state wished peace, prosperity and happiness to all on the occasion. Similarly, giving a best wishes on the occasion, Vice President Ram Sahai Prasad Yadav have expressed the belief that the fasting and meditative yoga observed during the Mahashivaratri festival help maintain physical and mental well-being. He also wished the festival inspired all for the spiritual awakening. Meanwhile, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, on the eve of the Mahashivaratri festival yesterday, visited and paid an obeisance at the Pasupatinath temple. He also performed puja and arati at the temple while acquiring information from the officials of the Pasupati Area Development Trust regarding the preparations for the festival. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Badri Prasad Pandey, Secretary at the Ministry Vinod Prakash Singh, Chief District Officer of Kathmandu, Rishiram Tiwari and others accompanied the Prime Minister to the temple. The Pasupati Area Development Trust has said that all preparations for the festival have been completed. Two bills aimed at dividing the Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal to establish two entities have been presented in the House of Representatives. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Badri Prasad Pandey introduced the Nepal Air Services Authority Bill and the Nepal Civil Aviation Authority Bill yesterday. The government is proposing to split the Civil Aviation Authority into two separate entities to address challenges in Nepal's aviation sector and efforts to have the country removed from the European Union's aviation blacklist. Likewise, the House of Representatives unanimously endorsed the proposal seeking consideration on the Mass Communications Council Bill 2081. Responding to the queries raised on the bill, Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithibi Subba Gurung said the role of the proposed council would be significant for making the works being carried out by the Press Council further effective. Meanwhile, speaking during the special hour of the House of Representatives, lawmakers called on the government to make efforts to remove Nepal from the grey list of the Financial Action Task Force. The government has decided to provide relief support to families of those missing due to monsoon-related disasters. According to the latest cabinet decision, if a person remains missing for at least 10 days after a disaster, relief equivalent to that for presumed dead individuals would be provided through the District Disaster Management Fund. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithibi Subba Gurung announced the decision following a cabinet meeting a day before yesterday covering missing persons since mid-April last year. The government also decided to form a negotiation team to finalize the financial agreement and program document for a proposed $150 million concessional loan from the World Bank's International Development Association for the Bridges Improvement and Maintenance Program. The e-governance board under the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers has unveiled the e-governance blueprint aimed at transforming government operations through digital technology and making public services paperless. Board CEO Dipesh Bista announced the release of the blueprint draft prepared on January 27th after extensive discussions with various stakeholders. The document emphasizes the government's commitment to making services more accessible, transparent, and efficient by reducing physical presence in service facilities. It also outlines goals for developing infrastructure, policies, and legal structures alongside enhancing institutional capacity for digital governance, innovation, and research. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arzu Rana Deoba has engaged in bilateral meetings with her counterparts and ministers from participating countries on the sidelines of the high-level segment of the 58th session of the United Nations Human Rights Council in Geneva. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, during these talks, Dr. Rana sought support for Nepal's candidacy for key positions in the United Nations, including membership in the United Nations Human Rights Council for the term 2027-29, the Economic and Social Council for the term 2029-31, and the Security Council for the term 2037-38. Similarly, she invited world leaders to participate in the Sagarmatha Sambad being held in Kathmandu in May 2025, a global dialogue platform to discuss issues of regional and global importance. The foreign minister further urged international support in helping Nepal achieve the Sustainable Development Goals as Nepal prepares to graduate from the least developed countries to a developing nation by 2026. The Nepal Rashtra Bank has come up with a new arrangement for the Employees Provident Fund, Citizen Investment Fund and Social Security Fund and institutions issuing loans for higher purchases to alleviate financial investment in money laundering and terrorist activities. Issuing a directive to these institutions, the central bank has directed them to make Know Your Customer, KYC mandatory based on citizenship or national identity cards, identify and confirm high-ranking people, classify them and identify the families of high-ranking people and related people. The institutions will have to classify customers as high-ranking persons bearing office, high-ranking people not bearing office, high-ranking people from neighboring or nearby countries, other foreign-ranking people and high-ranking people of international organizations. Similarly, the new arrangement has stipulated that they have to prepare the report of suspicious transactions and activities according to the procedure issued by the Financial Information Unit under the Nepal Rashtra Bank. Minister for Forest and Environment Oin Bahadur Shahi Thakuri reaffirmed the government's commitment to developing climate-resilient projects as part of national priorities. Speaking at the launch of the Capacity Building and Strengthening System for the implementation of the Integrated Results Management Framework of the Green Climate Fund yesterday, Minister Thakuri highlighted that these climate change projects would boost the country's ability to adapt to climate risk and improve overall resilience. Chief Minister of Karnali Province Yamlal Kadel and Public Service Broadcasting Nepal's Executive Chairperson Dr. Mahendra Bista have held discussions on the issue of collaboration with the province to operate the Nepal Television Karnali Bureau Office. During the discussion held at the Chief Minister's office in Surkheti yesterday, Chief Minister Kadel mentioned ongoing collaboration with the Radio Nepal and Nepal Television and said provincial government is committed to supporting and collaborating in the coming days in line with the concept of public service broadcasting. During the discussion, PSP Nepal Executive Chairperson Dr. Bista said the broadcasting of Radio Nepal and Nepal Television is being made people-centric by using modern technologies. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for some international news updates. Citing a senior official in Kiev, the BBC has reported that Ukraine has agreed to the terms of a major minerals deal with the United States. U.S. President Donald Trump said he was expecting his Ukrainian counterpart Volodymyr Zelensky in Washington to sign the deal this week after the two leaders exchanged strong words about each other. Without confirming that an agreement has been reached, Trump said on Tuesday that in return for the deal, Ukraine would get the right to fight on. Trump has been pushing for access to Ukraine's mineral in return for previous military and other aid to the country since Moscow launched a full-scale invasion 3 years ago. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the partial influence of the westerly winds and local winds across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light rain or thunder and lightning are likely to occur at one or two places in the high hilly regions of Kosi, Gandaki and Karnali province today. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Two bills introduced to the Parliament to split Civil Aviation Authority into two separate entities to help remove Nepal from the EU blacklist. Government unveils e-governance blueprint to transform government operations, making public services paperless. Ukraine official says minerals deal agreed with United States. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, radionepalonline.com, and our mobile app. Have a good day.